Okay, there we go. Yeah, man, I was frantic, brother.
It's all
I've
right.
never missed an interview.
We got you. There's no need to worry, my
Yeah.
man. We got you
All right. Thank you.
on a fantastic Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to Night Tracks Radio. And today's artist spotlight, musical director and producer of the three-time Grammy Award-winning, the legendary Sounds of Blackness. It is my honor to welcome to Night Tracks Radio, Mr. Gary D. Hines, my brother. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, my brother Teddy Bear, man. It's on behalf of Sounds of Blackness. It's a great honor. Thank you for your brotherhood, your friendship, and your support. We appreciate you more than words can say.
Absolutely. I've been waiting a long time to get you on the show since we made this changeover to doing virtual interviews, which have been fantastic. The lovers of music and the audiences are loving it. And we
Okay.
got a lot to talk about. George Floyd, the
Yes.
police, the new single, of course, Woke featuring Quan Howell. We
Yes.
just got a lot to talk about. First of all, I want to start off with racism in general in this
Yes, sir.
country. It's been magnified even more now since the, as far as the advantageous use of cell phones now, where people can
Yes.
capture exactly what's taking place when before it was just hearsay. And I wanted to ask, it really shocked me as far as a lot of people would think, as far as Minneapolis concerned, as far as the Minneapolis sound, there wouldn't be, wow, it's hard to believe there would be actual racism in Minnesota. And people really truly don't know. There's a lot. Minnesota has a
Yes.
history of racism, even though there's certain sectors of Minnesota that are very diverse. There's still a
Right.
large sector that is filled with racism. And I wanted to ask you, when all that went down and they went to the when it went to the extreme where they said, you know, we want to defund the police department. That's how bad it
Right.
got out. And I wanted to ask you, in the process of making a new single, Woke, what was going through your mind when you seen the things that have taken place over the years in Minneapolis, and also the flashpoint as far as what happened to George Floyd?
Well, my brother, you touched on a number of things, and I'll try to condense them but address all of them.
Okay.
Minneapolis, just like the United States of America, is really an anomaly. The reality, of greatness and the side by side with things like injustice and racism. And all of those are simultaneous realities kind of thing. And certainly here so in Minneapolis. Minnesota nice is a real thing. A lot of great people here. But under the
Right.
veneer of that, as you alluded to in many quarters, is still, the vestiges and of racism that this country was founded on, and institutional racism. So regardless of how nice people individually may or may not be, the institutional racism manifests itself.
Right.
That's part one. In
Absolutely.
fact, I'm a native New Yorker, and that I'll explain that the relevance of that to you to
Okay.
my answer in just a moment. But I'm a
Sure.
native New Yorker, and our family moved here to Minneapolis, several years ago. But a longtime friend, one of the first friends that I met here, in fact, probably the first, a community a leader named Spike Moss. One of the first things he said when we moved here from New York, and this was in the 60s, my brother, he said, "Man, watch out for Minneapolis police." He said, "There's not all of them, but there are many of them who refer to their billy club as their nigger knocker."
Really?
So fast forward to George Floyd, and as tragic and horrific as it was and still is, not necessarily an anomaly. Didn't just
Yeah.
happen in a vacuum. There was a culture, not the entire police department, but there was that component that has an element of that in the institution. Just like that conflict, that contradiction is rife throughout American institutions and communities, across the board. So we were alerted to that no sooner than we got off the plane from New York, kind of thing. So when George Floyd was murdered, and my brother, that happened five blocks from where Sounds of Blackness rehearsed in the heart of the black community here in South Minneapolis.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, we rehearse on Tuesdays and Fridays, our vocal rehearsals. And he was killed on a Monday, and the first rally was on a Tuesday. So obviously I canceled rehearsal, but I say that to say this. We were all at that rally, and it was amazing. And tens of thousands of people, the media downplayed how many people were there. You could not have fallen down if you wanted to.
Right.
Black, white, Latino, Asian, Native, men, women, young, old were there. And I say that to say this. A young lady came up to me who happened to be Caucasian, and she recognized me from the group. And she said, "Hey, Mr. Sounds of Blackness, you guys are one of my favorite groups." And she said, "I bet you guys are going to do a song about all of this." And she said, "But please do me a favor. Don't make it a happy song." And I said, "Young lady, you know what? I promise you that will not happen." And no sooner than I said that, Brother Teddy Bear, the words of Fannie Lou Hamer started to just ruminate in my brain, sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Sick and tired of being sick.
And those, a lot of people use that phrase, but they don't attribute it. That's from the great Fannie Lou Hamer. And we went to work right away, and within 2 weeks had the record and the video out, and that was specifically for George Floyd and for George Floyd Square, and we still do that. But fast forward to Woke, when Governor Ron DeSantis,
yeah.
Freudian, some kind of slip there.
Boy, he is something kept, else, man.
When he kept denigrating the concept of woke, and he and so many others, and he needed to keep it out of his mouth, and so did many others, because they didn't really realize what they were talking about. Woke was not an option for us and for you and my parents and grandparents. Woke being conscious of our circumstances and situation and whereabouts at all times, because if they were not woke and not conscious of the situation, it could cost them their lives. So yeah. How dare they denigrate that? So the whole concept of woke, which really goes back actually to the 1800s. That's the other thing. Nothing under the sun new. Marcus Garvey talked about we had to be woke. The old great blues musician, Leadbelly, wrote a song. We got to be woke, y'all guys. So this is not new to us, and it was near and dear to us. So Sounds of Blackness needed to create an anthem for today when woke was so much in our everyday lives.
You know what I find so interesting? The overall totality of racism and politics in this country, they've always had the mentality of the Wizard of Oz, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain.
he doesn't exist. Just keep focusing on what you see. You know, don't let your eyes deceive you. It's not, right. It's not real. You're in the quote unquote outer limits, so to speak. It's that type of mentality. Yes, and as you just spoke on Ron DeSantis, I find it very interesting when certain individuals like him come together and they criticize the term woke. And I said, you know what? It's amazing. When someone speaks the truth or they try to hold you accountable for your behavior, then all of a sudden it's an issue. It's a problem. You're causing trouble. It's that status quo. And it's, I like to use that Calvin Candy mentality. They want that Calvin Candy. They yearn for that time of where everything was segregated. Yes, sir, master, and all this. This is what they want. But the most powerful thing that we have is music. Music unifies. Yes. It brings people together. And when you have such a very strong voice, especially like a group like the Sounds of Blackness, it becomes a threat because they unify people. And yes, I wanted to ask you, you've always had this status quo of the emphasis on unity. What kind of pushback did you receive when Woke was recorded and it was actually released?
Interestingly enough, well, first of all, the short answer is a lot of pushback. It's interesting because even going back to Sick and Tired that we did for George Floyd and then to Woke, and the two are kind of joined at the hip, as you might imagine.
Right.
I talked to many program directors across the country, major markets, secondary markets, And they were like, Gary, you know, we love the track and what it's saying. We love the sounds. We know we support you, but we're afraid of offending sponsors and afraid of offending people by playing woke. And it's like, I found it. So we got very little airplay. Fortunately, there were those really true black stations, and we understand that what we call black stations now, many of them are owned by the conglomerates, the iHearts and the Town Squares and all. So we get that. But fortunately, there's the LTOL radios and the Sheila Browns in New York, WUFO, that are really down and ain't, as they say, ain't scared, you know, kind of thing to do that. But you know, the irony that got me, Brother Teddy Bear, is that, you know, and I didn't call him out on it. Well, maybe I did a couple of times, but not as much as I should have. But the irony that got to me was some of the same ones that were concerned about possibly offending people by us singing about our condition and woke, were not offended to play Wet Ass Pussy. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, or anything, you know, kill the bitch, shoot the nigger. Not worried about that offending anybody, but something about our situation, our movement, and you're afraid and you don't want to play that. That's where my problem was.
But you know just as well as me that this has been going on since the music industry has begun, especially geared toward black people. Anything that's self-degrading, they have no issue or problem with promoting it on television and on the airwaves, as far as reality TV, the different music. And it, we're going to take, because I had a lot to speak to you about. It's just like the whole thing with the quote unquote, the controversy with Beyonce making a country Western album. And I sat back to myself and I was speaking to a good friend of mine about that. I said, you know, I find it amazing. I said, we as black people have always had an open door policy for Anglo-Saxons to come in every genre of music, from jazz, blues, country, you name it. Gospel. Open door policy, sit down at our table, even gospel music, going to Crystal Lewis, you name it.
Yep.
Always, but all of a sudden now, when you feel that you have a pigeonhole on a certain secular music, which black people created blues music and created country music. Yes. Now all of a sudden now you feel like, wait a minute, we can't allow them in here. They're a threat of taking something from us. And I said, but wait a minute, a large majority of modern day country music is embedded in R&B and also in hip hop. So
that's right.
What am I missing? Is something missing, or are you just truly revealing what you think about black people?
I would say the latter, my brother, you know, because, you know, the ironies are just without end. And I know you're aware of them. I mean, you know, the fact that they would try to continue to claim it as they always have. I mean, you know, we hear you ain't nothing but a hound dog. And instead of we think of Elvis Presley instead of Big Mama Thornton.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it goes on and on. So they've always appropriated, misappropriated, ripped off any and all of the above our music, our culture, and so on. But the ultimate irony in this country situation, the very heart and root of the music is an African instrument, the banjo.
Yeah.
That some enslaved Africans, you know, peddled onto the ships, some made while they were here, created band from the banjo, you know, came the what they came to know as the country and game songs, the bluegrass that was the root, that was the foundation of so far country music, and was played exclusively by us for the slave master. And they saw the popularity of it to the point where they created, as I know you know, minstrel shows and coon shows. They actually call them that.
Yeah.
And then parodied us in blackface. That grew in such popularity where they started printing the records and all kind of things. It's like, no, we got to keep them out of this. So that's how we were deliberately squeezed out, even though still at the foundation, we were there. With the founders of the Grand Ole Opry, a brother, DeFord Bailey. I mean, it's like, how can y'all do this? So it just goes on and on. So I'm proud of the sister for reclaiming.
Yeah, you know, I'll take it a step further. We can go all the way back to vaudeville. They were notorious for doing plays as far as in blackface, the movies in the 20s and 30s and even in the 40s. You've seen a lot of stereotypical black people being portrayed as quote unquote mammies,
right?
Butlers, maids, and you've seen people in blackface, even cartoons. I was speaking to my son about this. I said, yes, there were cartoons that when I was growing up, when they had the magpies.
That's right.
Even Mickey Mouse at times, they were having certain characters in blackface.
Yeah,
and it's always been there. But I think collectively, we have enough intelligence. We have enough wherewithal to understand what's going on. But I remember an interview that you did years ago, and it stuck with me. You said, what I find so disheartening is that people will readily trade their souls away for silver. That stuck. That stuck with me. That really, because you see it. People will literally sell their soul for silver, for fame. They will sell it for fame. I got to ask, it's been a minute since The Sounds of Blackness actually came out with an album. And I would be remiss to ask, when can we finally get a complete album or an EP? It's been a long time.
LG, yes, sir. And we have in the past just a couple of years and are doing one now. I explain all three are developing and will be releasing some EPs. One called The Justice Package, where we've got all of our social justice, our movement songs on there. Everything from Black Lives Matter to Sick and Tired, Time for Reparations. They really didn't like that one. You know, they'd rather have us just sing optimistic, you know. Time for Reparations, Woke. So all of our content is on, and it's, again, it's called The Justice Package. Royalty, all those are on there. And we put that EP together, and that's available now. Obviously, you know, we're not on a label. We are just do everything independently. So from our website, soundsofblackness.org, and don't worry if you type .com, it'll still take you there. And please know for all of your listeners and followers, if you go to our website and purchase any of our merch or any of our music, we don't just talk the walk. We walk the talk. We donate a portion of the proceeds to the George Floyd Scholarship Foundation. So know that contribute to that. That's what it's all about, man. You know, we were blessed a few years ago, and we just lost him last year, Brother Harry Belafonte, who sold, as you know, hundreds of millions of records worldwide, was an international star of stage and screen. I mean, on and on. But I was blessed to meet with him in his home several times in preparation for his Freedom Festival, and Sounds were blessed to sing there with Common and John Legend down in Atlanta. But I say that to say this, despite all those millions of records sold, my brother, and worldwide acclaim as an actor, as he should be and all that, he said, Gary, I want to be known as an activist first and an actor, an artist second. And he and Brother Sidney Poitier almost single-handedly funded much of the civil rights movement expenses for Martin Luther King, for the transportation, for the buses, for the security, for the printing out of posters and all that kind of thing. Did it on the low, as they say. Didn't want, you know, publicity about it. But that's just an example of being an activist first and putting your art toward the movement.
Without question, you know, a lot of times you have people that are strong activists, and they're doing a lot behind the scenes. And that's one of the things that I've always admired about you. You're doing a lot, but you're out there in the forefront for everyone to see. And that brings me back to Prince. Prince did so much behind the scenes for so many people, and people don't know it.
Don't even know it.
He had done so much. When are we going to have an opportunity to see you guys perform live? We would love for you to come down to Houston. Lord knows that's all it's out here is nothing but a lot of churches.
Houston, Texas. What my brother said, Dad, we're from Houston where we dance just as good as we want. Now that's before your time. Archie Bell and the Drells, tighten up. Whenever I hear somebody say Houston, I feel compelled to say, well, we dance just as good as we want.
But there anyway, you go.
It's been way too long since we've been in Houston. We hope and trust to get there in 2024, brother. I promise you'll be among the first to know. But in terms of where people can and will see us, we're doing an event here July 7th, Taste of Minnesota. I don't know. I think it's going to be streamed. Jam and Lewis are coming in. They're doing a Minneapolis Sound feature. So Morris and the Time are good. All the family people are coming in. Jesse Johnson, Andre Simone. So kind of like a reunion. So we're looking. That's July 7th, the weekend of July 7th. Basically, 4th of July weekend. But also, we are blessed, my brother. And I want all the ladies now to not to get too excited, but the brother Idris Elba, he and his lovely wife, sorry, ladies, yeah, he's married.
His wife
have a production company that is putting out, and if you hadn't heard this, I want to be the first to tell you, they solicited Sounds of Blackness just about a year ago. They are putting together a 6-part documentary in conjunction with the BBC and the CBC, the Canadian Broadcast Company, called Paid in Full Black Musician Reparations. And speaking of Beyonce, Beyonce's in it, Jay-Z, Snoop, I mean, just a lot of different artists. And the way Sounds of Blackness were involved, and we're so honored by this and we're humbled by this. He told me, he said, you know, we were looking for songs about reparations. So we Googled it. And they said the only group name that popped up was guess who? Sounds of Blackness. So we sing about reparations in the woke song and then obviously in the song Time for Reparations. So both of those songs will be featured in there. So look for us in that as well. That's coming out. I don't have an exact date yet, but that's coming out this fall. And one other thing, we're going to release a new single with our brother, Little Buddy, we call him, great rapper, and the song is called So Thankful. His actual name is Andre Locke, and his son was yet another victim of an unjust killing by Minneapolis police, Amir Locke, if that name rings a bell, kind of thing.
Yes, it does. Very much so. Yeah,
again, basically killed in his sleep, you know, and they went to the wrong apartment, the whole no-knock thing and all of that. And Buddy's response to that, and he's a dear friend, 20-plus years now, was to still express faith and gratitude for his son's life and for all of our youth. And so he came up with So Thankful. So this song is with Sounds of Blackness and features our own Jamecia Bennett as well. And Buddy, so we're going to be releasing that on May 31st.
Okay. Well, remember, family, to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by the Sounds of Blackness official website. That's at soundsofblackness.org. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We'll be enjoyed, of course, by the musical director and producer of the 3-time Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness, Mr. Gary D. Hines. We are streaming live on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, also on Sirius FM. Yes. We're their family. Lord have mercy. But I got a surprise, a special surprise for all the many people that are tuning in, watching. We got the latest hit single, of course, from the Sounds of Blackness called Woke, here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, ain't no joke. We gotta stay woke.
Ain't no joke, baby. Shout out to Houston in the song too, my brother.
Yes, Lord. And the Sounds of Blackness, of course, will be joined by the legendary Mr. Gary D. Hines, brother. First and foremost, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. This is your home away from home. Whatever you need, please don't hesitate to let us know. And family, the single is available. Make sure you stop by iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, Deezer. And if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And remember to get all the latest updates. You connect with the Sounds of Blackness. Stop by the official website. That's at soundsofblackness.org. Brother, thank you so much. God bless you. We love you. And we continue to respect your enduring qualities to make sure that we remain woke. Lord have mercy.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you on behalf of Sounds of Blackness.
Thank you so much, brother. A super talented Mr. Gary D. Hines here from Nitrax Radio. Hope everyone enjoyed the show. We'll be back on. You know what? I'm not going to give you no more information. I'll just take what you need to do for those who missed the interview. We got you covered. To see the entire interview, make sure you stop by our official YouTube channel. That's at Nitrax with two X's. That's at Nitrax Radio Music Podcast. Also, be sure to subscribe to our Facebook page, Instagram, also TikTok, and also the artist formerly known as Twitter on X. Make sure you connect with us there and get all the latest updates. We got you covered. And also, for those who missed the interview and you want to listen to the audio portion, we're on Sirius FM. Sirius, who am I pronouncing that correctly? Correct me if I'm not, I apologize. We're also on that. We're also on iHeartRadio, Spotify. We're on all streaming platforms. It's been an honor. Take care. Remember, remain woke. All we have is one another, family. God bless and keep it soulful here on Nitrax Radio.